Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of 15 Good Minutes. This is Coach B. Freddie, how we doing, buddy?
We good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, man. JL, how about you?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying this last little bit of sunny weather that we're having. It's just a teeny bit breezy, but, you know, everything's good. Hump day.
So the weather is good in Akakee. It's good. It's good. We're just going to jump right to it, man. This is the World Series preview. We're releasing earlier this week. We're going to talk a little bit about baseball, kind of give you our thoughts on it. What I like to do, fellas, though, is, you know, we got the World Series that's starting on Friday. The Texas Rangers will be hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. Before we start breaking that down a little bit, can we talk about the League Championship Series, which speaks to how each one got there? And so, Freddie, I'm gonna start with you because you have a team there that's in it. So you've been experiencing all the local stuff. When you looked at, you know, what the Texas Rangers did versus Houston, what was your thought on that series and how Texas ended up winning it and taking it away from Houston?
I thought when I looked into getting tickets for that game, but they're charging like 600 in the nosebleeds. I don't like baseball or the Rangers that much to in the nosebleeds.
I've seen you spend more. So okay, so is it safe to say that have you looked at the ticket prices for this weekend?
Yes. Yeah.
Those ones you talking about? That's
yeah, yes.
Oh, okay.
In the upper deck, in the nosebleeds with the Rangers. I think the turning point. I thought, you know, they jumped out 2-0, then they lost three straight.
Yeah.
I thought the turning point to me was probably game two or game six. In game two or game six, it gave you confidence. It gave them confidence in between those three straight that they lost, you know. So I think that game two kind of said, hey, we can get two more. And then that game six says, you know, we're going to keep doing what we've been doing.
Were they nervous after five? Because after five games, they were now down 2-3.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I think a lot of it was the youth and the inexperience, mm-hmm. That kind of, you know, that Houston kind of took advantage of.
Yeah.
Then I think game six and game seven, I think Texas, they just said, hey, you know, nobody expected us to be here all season anyway.
Over on the National League side, JR, the Diamondbacks, kind of the opposite of the story that Freddie said, in the sense that Philly jumped out 2-0. The Diamondbacks had to do what, in your opinion, to come back and win all of that?
Just what they did, they came out and played. You know, they hit, they played small ball. You know, they were manufacturing runs, although they were getting home, you know, people hitting home runs all this whole series. They didn't hit a lot of home runs. They may have hit, what, one, two? They didn't hit that many. But I think that they realized that they could win. I mean, they went home, and you beat Philly three games. And I know you say they got cocky or whatever. But
I thought Philadelphia got cocky, yes.
I think that when you beat a team three in a row, you get a persona of cockiness. You may not show it, but you know what I'm saying? So that's what they did. They just went in and beat them. They started to run. That's one thing that helped them.
They're the second in all of Major League Baseball. Yes. They steal bases regularly. They're okay playing small ball, which is a problem for the Yankees and some other teams. You know, when they're bashing, it's good. These guys don't have a problem bunting. Mm-hmm. They don't have a problem just trying to get guys on. I just wonder, you know, with both in the AL and the NL, coming down to game sevens and how they got to those game sevens. You know what I mean? In Houston, goes down 0-2, and they won three in a row, you know, to Freddie's point. And them cats were on the field saying, this is my house. Because they had, apparently all year long, whenever they came to play the Rangers, you know, they didn't have a problem. And so I think for the Rangers to have to go to Houston and get two, to me, that was epic. And also to the one you talked about, JR, I like the fact that Arizona won in Philly. I say that they got cocky, and I think a lot of the announcers were conceding. You know, after 2-0, all they were talking about is, yeah, you know, with Bryce Harper and all this old stuff. And, you know, I get it.
And they laid it.
I think that's why they played a game. I think we all thought both of those would go 7, you know, so I think we're on point there, but I didn't think it would get to the must win. Now, obviously, if you get to a game 7, it's must win for everybody. But to your point, JR, you know, they had to come in when you're at a point where you have to win more than one game or you're going home. And I think it's just an added element to do it on the road. I thought they played extremely hard, the two winners. Not that Philadelphia didn't and not that Houston didn't. But to Freddie's point, with the number of wins that both those teams had, I don't think anybody saw that coming.
I think there's a lot of squandered runs too, especially in the Houston game. I don't know how many times they had like first and second or bases loaded and they didn't score.
From a pitching standpoint, both teams have been horrible.
You know, the analytics, I don't know, Freddie.
I guess
what I'm asking is, do you think the analytics are driving the poor pitching, or you just think it was just poor pitching regardless?
I think it's been poor pitching by both teams. I will say getting base hits, and home runs with the Rangers, that has helped them, as well as getting stolen bases, you know, those little things. I don't think either team can really depend on their pitching to deliver a championship to either team.
I think you're going to see, what do you call them, man, the bullpen games a lot. Pitching by committee. There's nothing that says you won't have a game with 7 cats are throwing, JR, where you could, you know, they may even start with middle relievers and, you know, you give me an inning, you give me 2 innings, you know, by committee.
I think Texas did that on one game. They put in a bunch of pitches. But to your point, as far as taking those pitches out, analytics, I mean, I'm looking at this game last night and Wheeler's in the game.
They brought in Zach. He's their ace.
You know, but did we waste pitches along the way? You know what I'm saying? To bring
Well, I mean, you understand, though, at that point, Philadelphia's down 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
He's their best pitcher, and he had enough rest. And if you don't win this game, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't have a problem with him bringing it. I thought he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Problem was, he came in, he was already 2 runs down. He can't hit for them, but he stopped the bleeding. The question I have for you is, should they have brought him in sooner?
Sooner. Well, I know there's a couple pitches they could have took out earlier. You know, I'm always saying that. They let him go too long. But maybe they should have. I'd been thinking about, if I win this game, where is he going to start? Is he going to start, or is he going to play the second game? But
at that point, you can't be thinking about that when you're down, right?
Yeah. You got to get past this point. So, yeah, I would have brought him in probably earlier.
Freddie, I'm going to start with you. Moving to the series now. Game 1 is Friday night, 8 o'clock. Texas is the home team. Arizona is going to start Zach Gallen. And I believe the Rangers are going to go with Nathan Eovaldi, who's been pitching well. I expect a minimum of 5 innings from both. Starting with you, Freddie, is that fair, or do you think it's going to be, you know, a quick yank? Again, it's game 1, and these are 2 regular starters, not bullpen guys. What are you seeing from the starting pitching in the World Series?
I think 5 innings is fair, but based on how both teams have played, it wouldn't shock me if, you know, they yanked them after 3 innings.
JR, the same. You those two guys are starting. Is it? Fair expectation to get 5. Could you get longer? You think they're going to have a short leash on these guys? What are you seeing in game 1?
I think Freddie alluded to it. I would see how my pitch is going. You know, there's some pitches that are starters that, you know, they're good and they could maybe go 6.
Okay, great example. Let's say one of your starters, after 2 innings, he's down 2-0, but he seems to have gotten control. It's okay to leave him in at that point, right?
No. If he's down 2-0, he seems to have gotten control. But you know, these batters, they see you once or twice. I mean, maybe twice or the third time, it's curtains.
So you saying you got a short hook?
I got a short hook for a newer pitcher rather than an older pitcher. because an older pitcher knows how to finesse pitches. The young guys is coming in and learning.
Freddie, how important is game one in a 7-game series?
I think for these two teams, I actually think it's very important. Not just for one or the other, but I think it's very important for both because as we saw in the previous series, the ALDS, ALCS and NLCS, neither you can't trust either team, right? So, you really can't trust either team, right? So I look at it like this. I think game one, while it is important, it's okay, what adjustments do you need to make? You know, do you pull a guy a little bit sooner? You know, because if you can steal game one based on the performance of both teams, that might be the edge you need. So I think game one is very important.
JR, you agree, disagree?
Yeah, I agree that game one is important, especially if the Diamondbacks, like Freddie said, steals one. So they're coming in hype. They're going to be sitting in less time than Texas is sitting. So, you know, they're going into their house, and now they're saying, we beat Philly in Philly. So we can do the
same
thing.
You think Texas care about what happened in Philly?
No, but I'm saying Arizona. I don't care about Texas. I'm talking about Arizona.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Arizona's saying we just beat Philly. Who are they talking to? Texas ain't listening to that.
What I'm saying is they just beat a team in their own home. So why can't they do it in Texas? That's what their thought process should be.
Yeah. I mean, Texas won on the road too. So
yeah, I understand.
You know, I think the first game is important, but I don't think it's an end all be all. I think we've kind of seen it. Any W you can get is gonna help you. I would say a lot of it depends on how you win. Kind of like Freddie's talking about, if you setting the tone and you stealing bases and stuff like that, and if Arizona can get a jump on that and that sets the tone, it could change the way that Texas game plans. Hard to say, but I'm interested to see how the game goes. Freddie, does the series go 7 games?
I say it goes 7.
Okay, JR, how many games?
I think it'll go 6.
And who wins for you, JR?
I know Arizona beat them during the year, but I think the Rangers are going to get some comeback. Get back. I think the Rangers are going to take
it. You got the Rangers in 6. Freddie, how about you?
As much as I hate to say it, I think it will be the Rangers. I think it will be.
For me, it really is a toss-up because of the way that both of them got there. I'm happy for both of them. Either one of them, Freddie, could win. Mm-hmm. What I don't see is a sweep. What I don't see is a 5-game series. So I'm going to give the slight nod to Texas. But if we find out at the end of the series that Arizona got the snake oil or whatever the hell it is Freddie said they got and it works for them, you know, tip of the cap to them. I'm looking forward to it. I love this time of year because it's the Fall Classic. And for me, to be able to play the entirety of the series in a city that you don't have to wear a sweatshirt or a hoodie is important because, I mean, it's a summer game. And JR, you and I have talked about how long the season is, and it's just too long, in my opinion. But it had Philly won, or, you know, go back to when the Yankees were playing, or Boston. It's cold in those places right now. Because you can imagine an 8 o'clock game, you know, in Philadelphia, they were already wearing hoodies and sweatshirts. Just this past week. So to be able to go in Phoenix, where the last time they played home game there was a balmy 98 when they threw out the first pitch. And we know what it's like in Freddie's hometown now. So I think that has a big impact on the game because now you can just let it all hang out. You don't have to travel to a cold city, warm city, none of that stuff. Dusty Baker announced sure. that he's giving it up. Quickly on Dusty, any thoughts? I mean, he took over Freddie after all the cheating. You know yeah. what I mean? Came in and they still had the same players. He had to right a ship that a lot of people thought could never be turned right. What were your thoughts on Dusty the few years? I mean, because I guess he came in from 18 to now, so these last 5 or 6 years. Good job?
Yeah, it's a good job. Hey, I mean, he got something. That was his first, right?
That was his first last year. You know,
guess what?
Oh, he should have had one, I think, in Washington.
You know, hey, you know, you was in San Fran with Barry and all that stuff. And, you know, guess what? Dusty, into a good career. It's time to go home. You got one.
You know, I didn't realize he managed longer than he coached. I didn't realize that.
Managing and coaching, what do you mean?
Managed longer than he played.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's good for the game. I thought he got robbed when they let him go here because the year that he leaves, we won it.
That's why I say Tony Dungy. That's Tony Dungy, John.
Or Doug Collins in Chicago. There's always the, you know, that's a whole different show for a different day. But again, hats off to Dusty. To Freddie's point, he did win it all. I thought he did a phenomenal job turning around a program that had some turmoil with it. So he was the right guy for that job. So before we roll out today, before everybody gets ready for the World Series, let me see if the guys got something to say. JR, how about you? You got something to say today, buddy?
It's not really something to say. Just pass my condolences to the Roundtree family. My man, Mr. Shaft, passed away, 81. Grew up on my man. So, you know, just condolences to his family, man. You know,
he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Freddie, you got something to say today?
I guess tonight, not really.
I'm looking forward to the start of the NBA season. With that, we hope that you guys are having a good week. We hope you find some time tune into this 2023 World Series. We will get with you guys next week. We're out.